You missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959
on Kaya.
On the street, on the air.
So me, I'm going with Drive Moment. Got another interesting one today. It involves Chelede, because I love money. And I've been playing the lotto for so many years. I've only won like 100 rand so far, after spending like 4,000 rand. So if you won, but I've said it before, if I win the lotto, I'm not telling anyone. You'll just see presents coming. Next thing is a Rolls Royce, it's an LV bag, it's a Gucci what. We are going on road trips, and do not ask me questions.
Yeah.
Just travel, drive the car, and enjoy the holidays, and don't ask me, where did you get the money from? Just enjoy the benefits. So, if you won 1.3 billion, would you tell your friends and family? We're saying this because there's a guy in America who won the lotto. The same amount of money, 1.35 billion. Now, apparently, family members are suing him because apparently he made promises that he'll help finance some family members, help, I think, the grandfather with his medical bills. Right? That's what inspired this topic today.
Yeah.
So we want to find out from. Let's start with you, Skelem.
I would never tell a soul if
he's from Maine.
He's from Maine.
Yeah.
I will never ever tell a human being if I win the lotto. I'm just like you. Get you guys. You can say Kiruile noha genzeng. I don't care because I will know where the source of the money comes from. But given the circumstances, by the way, Glenn, we make pacts when we bet a lotto. You'll be like to your friend, my friend, I'm going a lotto. I guarantee that thing. I'm gonna do 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Lo and behold, you win the lotto.
Yeah.
You don't say a thing, that's okay. But now, how Santa, the friend that you had a pact with, that you would have answered that thing? If you are now extra successful, and I don't even know the source of your income, and we agreed that we're now going a lotto, we'll have the tombstone. What's that, bully? No, guys, Luna, you must be responsible.
Because the money, suddenly the money is not enough. So this guy,
1 billion.
This unidentified guy who won this lotto, buying the ticket in Lebanon, Maine in January last year, striking it rich, of course, with this amount of money, has been in a legal battle with his daughter's mom since November when he accused her of violating a non-disclosure agreement by telling the rest of the family about his newfound fortune before their daughter's 18th birthday in 2023, according to The Independent. Maybe the woman is bitter because he's not giving her money as well, right?
Also, Glenn, you hit it right. 1.35 billion USD.
It's a lot of money.
Why would you be holding that? Guys, that's greed on another level.
Especially when
give
it comes to...
Give your wife money, man.
Especially when it comes to a family member who apparently is sick and
come
needs
on.
Money. You know, you can give him $100,000. I mean, that is
come
nothing.
On.
That is small change.
No, man. He must be sued. So
but
I'm
we are not
him.
In his shoes. It's easy for us to say he must be sued. Nami, but I would not share my money with anyone, and let alone letting you know.
Excuse me, you're not going to share your money?
Never. What? I will buy you stuff.
Yeah, that's sharing the money.
Yeah, but I wouldn't let you know that I've won the lottery. 063-688-0959 for voice notes. Call us 086-000-0959.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
All right. Thank you so much. It's threatening 4:30. It's not yet 4:30, eh? It's 29, 10 seconds left, 15 seconds left. Must I do a countdown?
No.
Oh, must I just
we are going to play a voice note.
Okay, hey, sorry. I apologize. Sorry.
Like you guys in the studio. I'm not telling you so. They might, you know what, they can rather assume Mobuti, not going to know how.
Yeah,
no,
for sure.
Oh, Kishadi, oh, it's again. If you like a street cred, it's fine. It's fine. I don't give. But Njenje, I'm not telling anyone. I am spending the money wisely. I did again wisely, maybe a million a day. 1.2,
1.3
converted to rents. It's about 24.3 billion.
So,
Lalela, even if I'm not like a million a day, it's gonna take me a couple of years to finish that money.
Dude, and you, Ayanda, if you win the lottery, are you telling family members?
I am telling some of them. Yes,
what?
Without a doubt. I am. I have an amazing relationship with my siblings.
Oh,
I think
is it?
If anything, I'd need the financial advice because I don't trust myself.
You're mad.
Ah, you're
the
worst.
So responsible.
No,
shouldn't I in you tonight? Where Makuma?
Yes, sir.
How you think you could? There's no need to ask
you. No, kettle.
Oh, kettle.
Table.
Okay.
Uncles.
You'll give me one as well?
Those type of kettle.
I know you.
And your shishi peleg.
You'll be friends with Cyril.
Because kettle expensive.
Or Ramaphosa. Is it? So we're talking billions today.
Yeah.
1.3 million to be precise.
Billion.
Yes, billion. Not rands, not nairas, not kwachas.
USDs.
Yes. Multiply by 1835.
Oh, goodness.
So the question that we are asking you this morning, should you be blessed enough to win the lottery, are you going to share or tell family members that now you're a millionaire or a billionaire or a vendornaire? Yeah.
No, this thing here, 1.5 billion.
Hey,
it
like
could a be a matter of principle why that thing is happening. But you are telling people when they said do not tell, you know. So it could be that, and people take it for granted, you know. When you speak on morality and principles, they just think, by the way. So some people take those things very seriously.
I mean, I'm joining Makumalo, I told him million, yeah, I told him, you join Makumalo, and then you pin the food. Makumalo, pay advice Gucci Apple and Shows Uhambelens, Yabeso Yabon, advise Gucci Yens in Ganjanjan. But just to tell my family, I'm Yas, and I'm Tandy Mad. Yo, Bang Kesamanyo, Bang Suli Zanda, Mang Yens, Steppes and Basu, and Ambago Red Carpet and Hacking Bajay. I let me blow it. Tell about blow it, let me blow it. Yo, and I Yens and Zaza.
No, I won't tell anyone.
Yes.
But obviously sharing, that's what I'm going to do, especially family. Yeah, I will spoil them as much as I can. Yeah,
well, no.
I do not have friends, but I do have people outside that I really adore.
Yeah, I think the sharing part I get.
Of course.
Telling. I'm not telling yourself.
Yeah, no, you keep it to
yourself.
Guys,
I'm not telling anyone.
So there's a guy in India, I think 2 years ago, he won about 15 million rupees. Why are you laughing? No, he won 50 million rupees and he was saying he regrets why he even won the lottery, because people were knocking on his door, even strangers were knocking on his door asking for money. So his life was miserable.
Yeah, don't get excited. You win money like that, guys, even if you win 1 million, do you know how many people just assume that million is a failure ever?
Nice.
People will just come knocking. Everybody's got big problems. Keep it to yourself. At least that's my advice.
Mina, I wouldn't tell people. The only person who would know would be my husband, because we do everything together. But otherwise, the rest, matter, the signs would be there, Shim. The signs would be there. The signs are always there.
Yo, Malin Gaga. Angas na mazuro wa tinke makanangana. Oh, yas mga wina mini loto ne. Angyeng chelo moto, not even a soul. Nalo mama long lala na ngiyeng jele. Mara, ngusa si Zalin. Basa bam nandi.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.